This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio. And a big shout-out to everybody over there because I was there yesterday at Moss Acura. And also to our great radio stations all across the country and as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's not forget, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Find us on MeWe, the Captain's America. When Parler comes back, we're over there, the Captain's America as well. And don't forget, you can check us out on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Don't forget, go to the website, balanceofnature.com. Save 35% on your order just by using the product code RESULT, RESULT. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Morning.
The conversation we were having before we went to break was about all these protesters and the facial recognition and the fact that they said they had 100,000 digital images that they were going to check to see if they could see if anybody was doing anything illegal. So now you were going to pick that up and finish what you were saying.
Well, I actually did finish, but I will say that the FBI has been using facial recognition for years. But beyond that, the biggest part of facial recognition actually comes from Facebook. And, you know, they take every single image that we sit out here like fools and post up on Facebook, and it is all put into a fairly sizable database that can easily be scanned. In fact, I was sitting here 4 or 5 months ago, I think it was, and I get a message from Facebook, kind of one of those pop-up things, and goes, "These all look just like you," or something. I forgot how it was titled, and I looked at it, and sure enough, I think there are 5 pictures in there of me, and I don't post my pictures on Facebook. Other people may post them with me in it, but I don't do it. And of the 5 pictures, 4 of them were me.
Okay. Was one of them from one of the events we did where you showed up?
No. I mean, it was, you know, one of my tennis teams, they'll post a picture of, you know, of us, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't post pictures.
Okay. We've got a caller, so let's drop over to the caller. This is Mike in Clearwater. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Denise. You know, Biden told us he wanted to nominate Jose Baqueria for his health secretary. Now, having said that, you know, we know the president's, or I should say president-elect, is declining. Most likely it's the beginning stages of dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever you want to call it. So herein lies the question, Denise. When they go to use the 25th Amendment on Biden, which is a good possibility, I wonder if the mood and the narrative is going to be the same as Trump. I have a feeling they're all going to jump on board, and the president is no longer able to fulfill his duty, and they're just going to try to pass it off as, you know, they're doing something that needs to be done. And I want to see what you have to say about that. Real possibility? What are your thoughts?
All right. Thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead.
Pacaria, which
yeah,
tells
I know.
You that he never even met or talked to Pacaria, right? So
yeah, Xavier.
He's not even making these decisions. Other people are making the decisions for him, for that very reason that they probably ought to apply the 25th to him here at some point. But yeah, it's the knife cuts on both sides of the blade, doesn't it?
Yes.
And I think this is a grand plan. But I would also invite people to necessarily look at the 14th Amendment. The Democrats are wanting to threaten to use the 14th Amendment to remove people from Congress. And I would say, oh, really? Well, maybe we can go back and start with a handful of Democrats.
Start with Nancy. Start with Adam Schiff. Yeah.
I would actually start with Maxine Waters.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep.
Then maybe go on over to Cory Booker. So anyway, we are really in, and you know who's enjoying all of this? Every single rogue nation out there.
Sure.
I mean, the Democrats are really forcing a collapse of the system. And when you know, you're in some kind of a battle here, which we clearly are, you've got people looking at it from all different approaches. And then you have to, you know, look at your unit, your platoon, your team, and say, we need to come together. So the Republican caucus is, in the House has had many meetings. And, you know, they're trying to, you know, I would say kind of rein in these stray cats. And some of them are not to necessarily happen, but they also have to represent their constituency.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Check out her website, FoundersCode.com. Sign up for the articles that she writes in, and you'll know what's going on because you'll be right there looking at them. Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, you know, for a limited time and you're running out of time to save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature, go over to their website. Take a look at everything they have at balanceofnature.com. They are a wellness products company. They have a lot of great items there that I'm sure you'd be interested in. And all you got to do is use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, at balanceofnature.com. You'll save 35% on your order. But you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751, and you can speak with a health coach about any questions you might have. But to start feeling better, just go over to balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You'll save 35% in your order, whatever you order, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. And we've got a situation where yesterday I actually saw the article first with Laura Ingraham. She posted an article that said that Mitch McConnell believed that President Trump had committed offenses and supported the Dems' impeachment efforts in the Senate. And that was a New York Times story. A couple of people put it together, and it just absolutely was not true, according to Sean Hannity, who actually bothered to call McConnell's office and got an official statement back from them.
Yeah, McConnell's office really pushed back pretty hard in the phone call to Sean Hannity just before he went to air last night. And so it was a very twisted story. I did not read the New York Times story, so I can't really respond to how that kind of came down. But the takeaway is that McConnell supports impeachment. I find that very difficult to believe, first of all, just because of the date. in the timeline of the whole thing on how it even happened, the Senate side.
Mm-hmm.
And two, the Senate is on, they're not even there. They don't even come back, I think, until the 20th. So, for that reason alone, I would say that McConnell is, I mean, he may himself be angry at Trump. I think there's some truth to that. But as far as, supporting impeachment, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Now, while it's not yet clear when Parler will be operational again, they did announce that they were suing Amazon for antitrust violations, breach of contract, and unlawful business interference. Amazon has fought back and said, well, basically they don't have a case, this, that, and the other, and some other legal jargon. But we understand that Parler has found and registered its domain and server with a company called Epic, which is an internet solutions company described as the, quote, international savior of the far right.
And yet Epic says that they have not been in discussions. So we don't know which to necessarily believe yet.
Well, true, but here's what this says after Robert Davison, Senior Vice President of Communications at Epic, said in a very lengthy statement. It said, reading between the lines, it appears that Parler purchased services from Epic, which Who Is Data confirms, like any other marketplace customer can do. Not that either company entered into agreement to host Parler's platform, but apparently they've at least gone through the motions to do that.
Well, I'm looking at interesting things right now because Epic actually, I think, hosts Gab and okay. But Fox Business says their headlines is Epic says it's not discussed hosting Parler despite domain registration, Another one from Business Insider says Parler moved to Epic, a domain registrar known for hosting. So they may only have a registration there,
right?
And not any kind of a discussion further on the actual hosting.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be. I mean, Newsweek says Parler domain finds new home in its far right, blah, 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 mm-hmm. which is epic. So there's a lot of different takeaways. So I would judge slowly on that one.
Yeah, and when I moved my domain because my website that was being hosted, suddenly the company that was doing it went out of business, and when it went out of business, I had to turn around and put my website up somewhere else with another domain, and it took me, I guess, about 2 weeks to get it done because of the process I had to go through, and I think they're going through the same process. But anyway, President Trump broke his silence yesterday. I think he said this before he hopped on the helicopter to go to the plane. He says the new impeachment probe is a witch hunt and refused to resign. He said the Dems were courting tremendous danger.
Okay.
And I think it was said before he got on the plane when he was on a helicopter. I think that's when it was done. All right. Now, we had a listener from Denver, Randy, said, did you hear about Frank Luntz, what Frank Luntz did? Well, we did, and that's on our talking points here. He polled 800 Trump voters and found a great majority of them would vote for the president again if given the opportunity. Fact of the matter is, the comment from Luntz was, quote, despite their criticism of his conduct since November the 3rd and last week, 91% of Trump voters say they'd still vote for him if another presidential election were held today.
I laid in bed last night and I was thinking about this because I said on your show a couple of days ago that I thought that maybe Trump should resign. I can talk myself into staying with that conclusion, and then, on the other hand, talking to my husband about it, I can talk myself out of it. And, I think there's a wider thing to necessarily understand here, and that is this. Trump has to look at his life after presidency. And his life after presidency has to do with, the Trump Corporation. And I think he's got some big financial risk there. We already know that the PGA yanked the championship from his club in Bedminster in, for 2022. And then we also know that we've got a whole bunch of people within the Trump orbit that are being attacked and have been attacked for a long time, and they're being put on the blacklist for never being hired by any companies outside of government.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is, Trump never took a salary. For the 4 years that he was president, he did not take a salary. He donated his salary.
Yep.
So for a financial stability, you know, he's got to be looking at all of this. But let's go on a little bit further, because in a lot of ways, Trump gave us another thing to another reason to take a second look at the federal government and all the players inside and outside the federal government, meaning the operatives. And I say that in a critical way on purpose. We have found just how nasty the operations were, and it began with day one with Russiagate, which turned out to be false.
Mm-hmm.
So what did all that do to Trump's reputation? Well, it destroyed his reputation worldwide, good, bad, or indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's got to have some help, to kind of restore his reputation. But as far as those that vote for him, I would say we need to understand what I would call the Trump doctrine. And the Trump doctrine is this. He wanted to take the country back to some kind of law and order. He wanted to tell you that the media is not on our side, which is true. He wanted to address immigration, one of the very first policies he came out with. He wanted to give us our money back, which is the reason they went through, the tax bill.
Mm-hmm.
That retooled part of the IRS code. We can sit here and list all the fabulous things that the Trump administration did, including, moving the embassy in Israel.
Yep.
And so I would call the Frank Luntz thing, the reason we would vote for him again is because of these achievements, and he was clearly not finished. We needed him to have another term to continue to drain this swamp. So there's my point.
Yep, you are absolutely right, and unfortunately that'll have to be left to other people. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay warm. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check out her articles there at the website, FoundersCode.com. Meantime, I'll be back with the military segment coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
In the wake of the continued rise in coronavirus cases and deaths, the Trump administration is adjusting its plans in relation to vaccination distribution. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells ABC News that the administration will make all the doses of Pfizer's vaccine they have available to the states instead of holding back the second dose.
We have already made available every dose of vaccine. So we had been holding back second doses as a safety stock. We now believe that our manufacturing is predictable enough that we can ensure second doses are available for people from ongoing production. So everything is now available to our states and our healthcare providers.
Azar says they're also calling on governors to expand their programs in order to allow everyone 65 and older to get inoculated, and will push to get the vaccine distributed to pharmacies and community centers to open up as many distribution channels as possible. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo will be in studio tomorrow, so if you want to get your questions ready for him, I'll be asking them to him tomorrow. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at in a minute, but here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you want to schedule a tour at one of the two National Aviation Academy campuses, because that's the best way to find out what they're all about. You get to see what they do, how they train you to be a certified aviation maintenance tech. You get to talk to students, you get to talk to instructors, and it's the best possible way to find out how good they are. You don't need to take my word for it. Go see for yourself. Now, they've got two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. So if you're up there in the Northeast or Middle Atlantic states, that would be the place to go. In the meantime, down here in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me, I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater over in the south side of the bay. You can come
And, again, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, you'll find out that seeing is believing. Because I tell you all the time, this is the best job you can possibly have. It's a career you'll never want for work. You'll be able to go to work overseas if that's what you want to do. You can certainly start out with a six-figure salary because people working overseas get that on a regular basis. And there's a tremendous demand for aviation maintenance techs as we speak. So, the website, NAA.edu. NAA.edu. And don't forget that you can call them at 800-659-2080. So there you go. All right. Days after the deadly insurrection at the Capitol, Defense Department officials are unsure how many, if any, active duty troops took part in the January 6th riots. There's a report circulating that they may have had troops somewhere around the Capitol in D.C. and brought them in there as a backup. We'll see. Right now, I don't know. Now, the Defense Department has authorized as many as 15,000 troops to be deployed to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration of Joe Biden. We'll see if that happens. In addition, the Defense Department is facing scrutiny over its role in the events at the Capitol last week on Wednesday, January the 6th, after the D.C. government and Capitol Police accused Pentagon officials of slow-walking an emergency call for National Guard reinforcements as rioters threatened to breach the building. Well, the National Guardsmen that were there didn't have weapons or any means to defend themselves, and they went back to their army, is my understanding, to get their weapons and other things that they needed before they came and actually responded. I don't blame them. I think I would have done the same thing. Goodness sake. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, the U.S. military has not halted a U.S. troop withdrawal in Afghanistan. And the Department of Defense told Reuters on Monday, despite a new law prohibiting further reductions without the Pentagon sending Congress an assessment of the risks, it was still going on. Now, the military also has a hate group problem, but it doesn't know how bad it's gotten. The rise of extremism in the ranks is seen as a crisis issue, but the military's efforts to weed out radicals are haphazard at best. Now, in the meantime, this just in, we'll have to talk to Colonel Jim about this. Israel has launched an airstrike against Syria, and in particular, Iranian military sites and Iranian troops who are in Syria at the Deir ez-Zor location, where they had another base, and apparently they had drones there. And they were taking the drones out as they were getting closer to the border. That was part of it anyway. We'll see. It's reported that some 22 people have died, troops have died, Iranian troops. Now, when we talk about the military and we talk about transitioning when it comes to finding a job or just going to school, sometimes it can be a real adventure because you get that programmed in you after years or whatever of being in the military, and it's hard to break some of the old habits. So the folks that are looking for work, looking to try to get back into the swing of things as a civilian, you need to talk to your unit. And usually it was the chaplains that were the ones that handled all of that. I don't know if they're still doing that or not. By the way, a U.S. Army soldier was killed on Monday in a non-tactical vehicle accident while serving in Kuwait, and two others were injured in a vehicle accident in Kuwait. Those are the only details we have. And South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Monday in a speech broadcast to the nation, promised a stronger alliance with the United States under the upcoming administration of President Joe Biden. Now, the U.S. military commands in Japan and South Korea have reported 63 new coronavirus patients as of 6 p.m. on Monday, most of them new arrivals to the U.S. bases over in Korea. We hope they get better soon. And let's not forget, the Pentagon shattered the speed record to give 1 million people remote work tools for a 7-member team inside the Pentagon. March 19th last year is known as the Thursday that never ended as they developed a new system to help people to work at home. By the way, Senator Tammy Duckworth, the Democrat from Illinois, former veteran, is demanding the Pentagon investigate allegations that service members and military retirees were amongst those who participated in Wednesday's attack on the Capitol. Now, we do know that one of them was a lieutenant colonel, and I'm hearing that he is going to be court-martialed. Even though he's not active, he's going to be court-martialed because he was inactive reserve. We'll see. By the way, Lockheed Martin's F-35, the fighter jet, already being flown by the U.S. and 8 allied countries, remains marred by 871 software and hardware deficiencies that could undercut readiness, missions, or maintenance, according to the Pentagon's testing office. Well, now the aircraft is still flying with those flaws. We'll see how that works out. U.S. Senator Robert Menendez from New Jersey clashed with the Trump administration over its arms sales to the Middle East, its rejection of Cold War arms control treaties, and its withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal. He is poised now to become the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Robert Menendez. Wow, that'll be interesting. To say the least, we'll have to see what happens there. All bets are off, right? By the way, Northrop Grumman has paused its political donations to members of Congress, the first defense prime contractor to do so, in a wave of corporate entities reacting after the January 6th riot in Washington, D.C. And Joe Biden's choice to be defense secretary, retired General Lloyd Austin, stands to make $1.7 million per year when he leaves the board of defense contractor Raytheon Technologies Corporation. Wow. Okay. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. By the way, if you want to save 35%, now is the time to do it. You better hurry up and get it done, or it may go away. Now, I take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules, and they've been working very well for me. Thank you very much. If you happen to not be eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who does? If you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, and who does? Then I want to suggest the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules. Now, I got a deal for you. For a limited time, and this is going away sooner rather than later, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. All you have to do is use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35%. Or you can call them at 800-246-8751 and speak with a health coach about any questions you might have about any product they have at balanceofnature.com. So again, to start feeling better, go to the website balanceofnature.com. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 using the product code RESULT to save 35% on your order, whatever it is you might want to get. I would suggest the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules. That's balanceofnature.com. All right, and joining us right now, Chris Markowski from the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Pretty good. What do you think about the situation now where we've got the parlor folks saying that they may have found another service provider.
That's great. I mean, I think that necessity is the mother of invention. If I was in that industry right now, too, I'd be saying, you know what, why not start another, server company? It's not like it's that hard. It's not like computer equipment's that expensive. Basically, what those server farms would do is basically a bunch of computers that are tied up together. So other people are going to start looking to compete in that realm. Where we might get into trouble later on down the line, I certainly hope doesn't the case, is that you get internet service providers that will start messing around. But I think that would end up being an issue as far as legality is concerned. But I think it's great. I see more companies out there going to have to just say, you know what, I'll do this stuff on my own.
Yeah, did you hear the story that came out yesterday about Mitch McConnell saying that he believed that Trump, in fact, committed offenses to be impeached for, and he supported the Democrats' efforts in the Senate to impeach the president? Did you hear that story?
Yeah, I heard the story yesterday. I don't know how much. I'd like to actually hear actual quotes out of his mouth and see it in an interview because, I take everything with a grain of salt that I hear in the news, and I need to get it checked a couple times. So I'd like to get the full story on that. You know, sometimes things can be twisted the first time.
It was not true. It was a story that was made up by two New York Times reporters. Laura Ingraham jumped on it real quick and got it out there and mentioned it by posting it in the late afternoon hours on Fox. And then on her program, she talked about it. But Sean Hannity, when he came on the air, he said that he had called Senator Mitch McConnell's office to get clarity. And they said it didn't happen. It was not a true story.
Well, truth will eventually come out when it comes to this. I think that, it's probably some half-truths here and there. I'm sure Mitch McConnell, and I'm sure most Republican senators are none too happy, with Donald Trump in the sense that they lost their committee, the fact that they're not going to be committee heads anymore. Mitch McConnell's no longer going to be Senate Majority Leader anymore. So, when it comes to, driving legislation and putting stuff on the back burner, Republicans are no longer in charge. And I think many of them, and I'm sorry, some people may disagree with me, rightfully so, are going to put that at the feet of Donald Trump based upon his conduct after the election in November and how he handled Georgia. So I do understand why some of them are none too happy about that.
Have you heard of a website called Gab?
I've heard about it. There's another MeWe. There's a couple. Is that there are other social media sites? I'm not familiar. I mean, I know that they exist. I haven't actually gone and taken a look at them yet.
Gab has a reputation of putting on people and things that are way out there, and I'll just leave it at that. But Parler is not yet back online. However, the company registered its domain and server with Internet Solutions, the company called Epic, EPIC. This comes from the Who Is Data, confirming that they went over there and they signed up. It's going to take a little while to get everything put back together again, but that's what was shown yesterday.
You know, it's funny. You say, put stuff out there that's way out there. I don't know if it's still on the air, but wasn't one of your major competitors here for a long time, the George Norrie program? Wouldn't that be considered a show that's way out there?
Yeah.
I mean, it's based upon, what is it, ghosts and aliens and everything like that?
Yep.
There's a lot of shows and there's a lot of stuff that's way out there. What does that mean?
I don't know, but I know that I've gained affiliates because of that. Because people want, they actually want to hear what's going on in the middle of the night, news-wise.
Yeah, that was an odd show. I mean, again, the beauty of free speech is you should be able to say whatever you want. See, what was the old Voltaire quote there? I may disagree with you, but I will, die for the right for you to actually say it. I think that that's important.
Now, before I go over into some financial news here, Frank Luntz, the pollster, you know who he is, right?
Uh-huh.
He polled 800 Trump voters. They were Trump voters, polled 800 of them, and found out that 91% of those Trump voters say that they'd still vote for Trump if he ran for president again.
That's a good number, but even again, it's still, you're going backwards rather than forwards. You know, you're losing other 10% of your voters based upon what happened, makes it difficult. So you're going to have to try to gain those people back. I highly doubt that. I think you'll see Donald Trump back running. I didn't even think this could occur, that he'd be back next time around. I mean, you're getting up there in age to some degree. I think that the Republican Party probably needs to move on from this, learn from it, take from what Donald Trump did and some of the policy things that he put forward, which were great, and then move.
Yeah. No, he's not going to be running for anything. I believe he's done. Okay, Joe Biden and his corporate tax plan has come up because of some of the things that are there. Of course, he's talking about rolling back the Trump taxes, which is going to make goods and services more expensive. We already know about the personal tax plan. Getting rid of that is going to mean that everybody in the low end of the spectrum is going to wind up paying an extra $2,000 in taxes that people didn't even realize that they lost it. They realized they got a little bit of extra money in their paycheck. But the Biden corporate tax plan is apparently going to harm the economic success that Trump built. We just don't know by how much.
I think that you're probably, when it comes to, I mean, I've gone through the Biden economic policies, and I'm going to spend some time talking about them, you know, this weekend on my show. I think that many of the things that he has proposed, first and foremost, you're not going to see them in 2021. I highly, highly doubt that. And I think that many of the things are going to be cut in half to some degree. I don't think corporate taxes are going back to 28%. I think you might have a compromise where they'll go up to 25. Personal income taxes, I don't even know if they'll go there. If they go there at all, maybe a little bit. Because we all fail to realize, most people don't recognize, that the Trump tax cuts go away in 2025. They're like the Bush tax cuts, they expire. And we're gonna go back to the old Obama tax rates as of 2025. So, you know, they may work around the seams, maybe get rid of some deductions here and there. I don't know how far they're going to move going forward when it comes to tax increases for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Flint, Michigan. Remember the problem with the water there?
Yeah. I think the former governor's got in trouble with that or something.
Yeah, the former Michigan governor at that time, Rick Schneider, as well as his health director, and some other people, are going to be charged in the Flint water probe for some sort of criminal charges. I don't know what they are yet. I'm not hearing.
Yeah, what's interesting is this goes all the way back to Jennifer Granholm, who's now going to be part of the Obama administration. I wonder why she hasn't been dragged in.
Good question. All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Don't go anywhere other than staying warm up there in New York.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there and check out everything he has to offer. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.